It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
Yes, good morning, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you.
You're up and about?
Yes, up and about and ready to go.
Good stuff. And let's start with whiting in Port Phillip Bay. Looks like a good season ahead.
Yeah, look, the whiting fishery is a very popular fishery and a very interesting fishery. You know, you've got a bag limit of 20 of those because they're long, skinny fish. You don't get a huge amount of fish off them, but it's one of the most sought-after species. And we talk about sustainability of our inland waters, and we make them sustainable with stockings and size limits and bag limits. But with these offshore or marine fisheries like in Port Phillip Bay, we rely on natural recruitment and various environmental conditions to maintain the fish populations. And so with Port Phillip Bay, which is a large body of water, but it's only got a very small entrance, we rely on ocean currents to bring in the juvenile whiting and snapper through the heads. And once these small fish get into the bay, there's plenty of food in the bay, so then they can grow up pretty well. And it takes probably about 2 years for them to reach a takeable size. But fisheries go out and to try and predict what the future fisheries is going to be, so they can change bag limits or, you know, tell fishermen don't get your expectations in front of your ability, let's say. But they survey the juvenile fish, and they're very small fish, so they do a big long net with a very fine net. And these surveys come up, and it makes it so much easier to predict future catches. And currently, there's a huge number of these small whiting come in, so they believe the next few years will have excellent whiting fishing in Port Phillip Bay, which is great news for recreational fishers.
There's a fishing competition on today at Lake Wendouree. It's already started, and it's for a very important cause.
Yeah, look, this is called the Against the Odds competition, and it's on at Lake Wendouree. It started at 6 a.m. this morning and goes to 3 p.m. They're based at Durham Point on the North Shore, which is good because we've got a north wind coming in at the moment. And it's to raise awareness of a disease called amyloidosis. I hope I pronounced that correct, but it's not a very common disease, and there's a local fellow that has that disease. And while this isn't specifically a fundraiser, there'll be raffles and a tin shake going on. But if you go up to Durham Point, look for the guys in the pink hats. They're the ones that'll give you an angler ID number. And if you catch a fish, you put it on your measuring mat and take a photo of it next to your token, and then email it off to them. Just send a message off to them, and you're in the comp, which is a great way to run it, because then you can release the fish or keep the fish, should you so choose. So they're going to have a barbecue and prizes for the longest redfin and the longest trout. And the way the lake's fishing at the moment, there'll be plenty of long ones caught by the look.
And where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Look, Lake Wendouree is by far the best local water, with some of the redfin coming out this week up to 2 kilos and trout to nearly 3 kilos. And most of those fish have been caught on lures and bait. The Murray River and the Kerang Lakes are still good for cod and golden perch, so great spots there for Easter. Lake Bullenmere at Camperdown for salmon to 1.5 kilos. And the redfin is still going around Cancurra and Lake Epilock, although there's a bit of algae at Epilock, and Lake Parambit.
Good stuff. Now, next week, Jeff, I'll be broadcasting from the Bendigo Easter Festival. I'm going to give you a week off. What's planned for Easter?
I'll be camping up on the Warkill River up towards Moolamoon with my family, so it's semi-fishing, semi-social.
Good luck.
We have a great time out there.
Good on you, Jeff. That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Hey, Jeff, we'll talk again very soon.
We'll catch you soon, Sean.